This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. After completing his Brazil visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Windhoek in Namibia on the final leg of his five-nation tour. He reached the African nation on the invitation of Namibian President Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah. This is the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to the country and the third ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia, which is coming after nearly three decades. On arrival, PM was accorded a ceremonial welcome. During his visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral talks with President Nandi-Ndaitwah. He is also expected to deliver an address at the Parliament of Namibia this evening. Several MOUs on expanding cooperation in various critical areas, such as energy security, health and pharma, are expected to be exchanged between the two countries. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held talks with the Brazilian President, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, in Brasilia yesterday. Speaking at a joint press conference alongside the Brazilian President, Mr. Modi said that India and Brazil have agreed to raise bilateral trade to $20 billion over the next 5 years.
हमने हर क्षेत्र में सहयोग को सुदृढ़ करने पर बात की. हमने आने वाले पांच वर्षों में द्विपक्षीय व्यापार को 20 बिलियन डॉलर तक ले जाने का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है.
Prime Minister said he wants India-Brazil relations to be as colourful as carnival, as passionate as football. He said that both sides will also work to expand the India-Mercosur preferential trade agreement. Mr. Modi said India and Brazil will work to expand cooperation in trade, clean energy, defence, artificial intelligence and digital public infrastructure. PM Modi said the thinking of both the nations on the fight against terrorism is aligned. Zero tolerance and zero double standards.
आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई पर हमारी सोच समान है. Zero tolerance and zero double standards. हमारा स्पष्ट मत है कि आतंकवाद पर दोहरे मापदंडों का कोई स्थान नहीं है.
Brazil conferred its highest honor, the Grand Collar of the National Order of the Southern Cross, on Prime Minister Modi. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has said that the possible convergence of interest among China, Pakistan and Bangladesh may result in serious implications for India's stability and security dynamics. Addressing an event, General Chauhan said, economic distress in the countries in the Indian Ocean region has given outside powers to leverage their influence, which could create vulnerabilities for India. While talking about various aspects of Operation Sindoor, General Anil Chauhan said, India will not be deterred by nuclear blackmail. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has amended its earlier directive to enforce a phased ban on refueling end-of-life vehicles. In a statement, the CAQM said that all end-of-life vehicles will be denied fueling from 1st of November 2025 in Delhi, Gurugram, Faridabad, Ghaziabad, Gautam Buddha Nagar and Sonipat. The Central Bureau of Investigation has taken custody of alleged economic offender Monica Kapoor in the United States and is bringing her back to the country today. Ms. Kapoor is accused of a 2002 import-export fraud and has been on the run since then. The Federal Authority for Identity, Citizenship, Customs and Port Security of UAE has categorically denied recent reports suggesting that lifetime golden visas could be obtained by certain nationalities through external consultancy firms. These claims, which circulated widely across Indian media platforms and social media channels, have been declared inaccurate and without legal basis. At least 109 people were dead and over 160 are still missing after devastating flash floods affected Texas in the U.S. The rescue operations are still going on along the Guadalupe River. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Chhattisgarh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha today. And in tennis, world number one Arina Sabalenka quelled a strong challenge from Laura Segemond of Germany and secured her place in the women's single semi-finals of Wimbledon 2025 in London. And that is the end of this news bulletin.